Chapter 3 Clover, always in good health, had barely stepped foot in the interstellar infirmary during her 2-star years at school. Now she noted the floor glistened with extra star polish. A strong but not unpleasant antiseptic smell floated through the air. She led the Star Darlings to the front desk. Smiling at the receptionist, she said warmly, "We're here to see Lady Cordial." "Well," said the starling, smiling back. "That's nice." "Yes," said Clover pleasantly. "What room is she in?" "I can't tell you that," the receptionist said, still smiling. "Lady Cordial has requested privacy. No visitors allowed." Surely Lady Cordial didn't mean the Star Darlings. The receptionist had to let them in. Clover was doing her best to establish a bond with the woman, just like she'd been taught as a performer, smiling, speaking with friendly good humor. It seemed to be working, so she'd give it another try. "I know Lady Cordial would be pleased to see us," Clover told the receptionist. "If only they'd brought flowers, calliopes or chatterbursts, that would convince the woman." "Take a seat," the receptionist said, waving toward the waiting area. "Lady Cordial is with the doctor. I'll see what I can do later, but right now I am swamped with work." She whirled around to face a hollow keyboard, then examined her nails one by one. "I guess we'll wait," Clover said, disappointed. Nodding, the girl sat down. Some flipped through old Hollow magazines. Leona snickered, looking at the cover of Star Liberty Journal. "Look at this actor. He's so last star year." While everyone else crowded around, Clover decided to explore. In case the receptionist didn't follow through, she wanted to find Lady Cordial's room. She sidled down the hall, tiptoeing past empty rooms, until she heard voices in one room. She peeked through the door. "We can't find anything wrong with you," a doctor was saying, her back blocking Clover's view.